Skills Practice D. Exercise 7. Page 72. Now we have a very special guest in the studio. Fitness trainer for the Stars, Brad Donovan. Brad, did you always want to become a fitness trainer?
Not exactly. Growing up, I was a talented football player, and I even had a chance to become a professional. But when I was 18, I suffered a terrible ankle injury, which destroyed those dreams. So, I had to rethink my future, and eventually, I decided to become a fitness trainer.
So, did you do any courses before you got started?
I know some fitness trainers who've got jobs in gyms without any qualifications. But before I started, I did a one-year course in sports science, and I found it really useful. Also, since then, I've done some smaller courses in physiotherapy and nutrition.
And how did you become a fitness trainer for the rich and famous?
Well, 10 years ago, I was working in a gym in London, and one day, I did a training session with the personal assistant of a famous film director. I guess she liked the workout, because that evening, I got a call to come to train her boss. After that, he recommended me to an actor, and the rest is history.
So what's it like training celebrities?
Well, they're usually really self-motivated. Working out isn't a hobby for them. They want to look good in front of the cameras, so they treat it like it's a part of their job. Most other clients, at least those who aren't athletes, don't want to work out for more than 90 minutes. But with celebrities, I usually do a 150-minute session. They take it very seriously.
And what are the negatives about being a fitness trainer for celebrities?
Well, in my job, there's no such thing as an easy day. Most times I do a training session, I work out with the client. And since many of my clients are actors who want to get fit for action films, they need to do a lot of strength training. Imagine doing that a few different times in one day. It's exhausting.
And I can't let you leave without you giving us an interesting story about one of your celebrity clients.
Well, I can't give you a name. But a few years ago, I got a call from an actor asking me to train him for a sports film. So, I turned up at his house, and there he was, lying on a floating bed in his pool eating ice cream. I knew I had a lot of work to do when I saw that.
Brad, thanks for speaking to us.
My pleasure.